Welcome to Description, Valerie in Toronto. Hi, I'm Valerie, and yes, I'm in Toronto, and I really thought I just finished recording this episode. But fucking goddamn voice memo stopped after 20 minutes, you fucking dillwad. God damn it. Now what? Oh, man. Fuck, man. Well, you got saved from that, didn't you? So yeah, I've been walking around here at Trillium Park in Toronto on the shore of Lake Ontario. I've been walking and talking like I do every year for the Great Canadian National Day of Podcasting. Talking about, you know, where I'm at and sort of where podcasting is at and stuff. Since last year. Like, you know, do every year. And I was just saying my goodbyes and shit, and looked at this thing, and it said low battery, 20%, and I'm like, and it had stopped recording. I'm like, what the fuck was what? Fuck, man. All right, so I'm here. Trillium Park is a place that didn't exist this time last year. Okay, I guess I'll go up there. It's by Ontario Place. Oh, here's wind. Which would basically pretty much close this time last year. And now pieces of it are open. Back up again, including the Cinesphere. Hey people, standing by those benches where I want to sit. Keep going. Go away. Why are you just standing there when I want to go sit at those benches and talk? You're just going to stand there, people at those benches. You're just going to stand there and watch that guy skittering away on those cross-country skis that have wheels on them. Okay, good. Now you're walking away. Now there are other people walking by. Let's listen to this dude on the roller skis, okay? Do that. That guy's been going since I started recording. Did he have to stop for fucking low battery? No. Aw, man. So sucks. Anyway, that's so podcasting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I'm sitting down. Yeah, so this park wasn't here. And it's about a half hour walk from where I live. So that's a nice thing. It's also by Billy Bishop Airport, which is known as the home of Porter Airlines. But also some Air Canada flights happen, and also smaller planes, which always used to take off here. So that's why there are planes taking off, and that one is an Air Canada one. You guys suck! I'm sure they're listening. Well, it might be, actually. So yeah, this is a great park. It's kind of weird because it's new, but it's trying to look natural. It's not like, you know, British sort of very regimented park. But it's still new, so it's this weird kind of uncanny valley sort of situation. It was done in conference with various Aboriginal groups, which is great. Way better than not conferring with them, as has happened through the rest of history of white people showing up here. So yeah, it has these twisty, turny kind of things and rocks that people are not supposed to climb onto, but people climb onto. And now there are signs that say, climb on rocks at your own risk. It's like they already changed it, going, okay, fine, you're going to get up on the rocks. Good. Whatever. Just don't sue us. this is a provincial park, I think. And it is by Ontario Place, which used to be a thing. A sort of weird, quasi-futuristic kind of thing, where we all used to go to. And closed more than a few years ago, with the exception of the Molson Amphitheater, which is an amphitheater that's like Blossom Music Center back home. That doesn't help any of you who are in neither place. It's an amphitheater where there are concerts and shit. And actually, where I started this podcast, I was sitting... Well, I didn't start it there. I was up on... Yeah, like you're going to be able to check. I was up on a level there of this park that sort of overlooks kind of the side of the Molson Amphitheater. So you could actually go there and probably watch and listen to some, you know, gigs. You know, big shot bands and shit play there. And while I was talking, I looked down and I started laughing because all around the bench where I was sitting were cigarette butts of varying types. Half of them were joints. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not the first one to discover this. As also evidenced by the bench I was sitting on, which was where pretty much 80% of the paint had worn off of it. It was not one of the new ones like the one I'm sitting on here. So that was cool. Wish you'd been there. Anyway, I think the main point I had, there were 2 points, I guess. That's a Porter one that's going up now. 2 main points I made during this whole thing. Now I'm going to keep checking this device to make sure it's still recording. Goddamn fucking zerr. 2 main points were, thank the fuck we made it through a year. Am I right? Because a year ago was bad. And you know that because I basically talked about it, so I don't have to rehash that. And seriously, I was one of many people who really weren't sure we were going to make it to December 1st, 2017. And we did, with the help of partially the stupidity and incompetence of the fascists who gained power in back home, and also the competence of people who've been fighting them. And I appreciate that. I'm very grateful for it. I've done a little bit, but, you know, not really. I went to the Women's March on Washington, and tomorrow I'm going to my third march, I guess. Tomorrow is something called the Me Too March in Toronto. There are various ones all over the world, I think. And, you know what Me Too is. I'm not going as a Me Too. I am very, very fortunate to say. I'm going as an ally of more than a few people. So that'll be a thing. And it's good that this is still a thing. The Me Too thing is relatively, in terms of the world knowing about it to this extent, is relatively recent. But the idea of people getting together and protesting things is still a thing, and that's important and good, and is going on as I speak. So I think that's part of, besides sheer stupid luck and, again, incompetence of other people, how we made it this far. The other thing, I'm going to check the device again. Okay. The other thing, main point was, I usually, during this sort of thing, talk about podcasting. Not much has changed. I just finished National Podcast Post Month. I didn't do that last year because, again, last year was shit. But I did it. Oh, helicopter. That's new. Yes, I got distracted by a helicopter. Thank you. And another plane. Yes, I did get distracted. What was I saying? Podcasting, right. I usually say, you know, what my situation is. And my situation hasn't changed tremendously. I did do National Podcast Post Month for Valor Reads, that thing where I read stuff, and it went way easier this year than it has any other year. I had no problem finding stuff to read. May have had something to do with being a relatively fallow period for me working. But that all went well. And I still do Movies to the Blind. I'm still repeating Movies to the Blind about halfway through. And what else do I do? Oh, for the first time since I stopped doing new episodes of Movies for the Blind, I did a new original description of a short film. I'm going to go up this little hill and sit on this rock at my own risk. Because that's what the sign says. Ugh. Oh, it's cold. Anyway, I just did that this week. Describe a thing. Not work, just doing it to do it. And it was for a short film called The Internet Must Go, which is actually a few years old, but covers issues that are still really important now about net neutrality. Because the FCC is now being run by the FCC, the American CRTC. It doesn't help anybody from neither of those countries. The FCC is now being run by assholes at 45 signed up. So they want to get rid of protections on net neutrality. And that sucks really badly. And I found this film that helps explain those concepts that are at risk. And because people who have disabilities, a lot of people who have disabilities have been helped tremendously in their access to the world and society by technology and by the internet, I thought it was particularly important to do something, do what I could to get that message out, that these things are now under threat, serious threat, for real. We're voting on in a couple weeks. So I did that, and I didn't put it up on the podcast thing because it's not my thing, and it's not technically, I think, public domain. It's an indie film, but I put it up on Twitter and I put it up on Facebook. So it was something. So it's still a super important thing. If you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, go look for it. I'll have links. So yeah, those were the two basic things, I guess. Oh, right. No, I'm sorry. Also, for the first time this year, I started putting in for Patreon for a couple things. Done that for a writer named Linda Toretto, who I follow on Twitter and is so great. Also, and she's based in Ohio. Also, I started putting in for a new podcast called Molly's Sleazy Friends, which is Molly Lambert's sequel to North Mollywood, which was on MTV, which was with MTV News, which laid off a bunch of people during the year, which sucked. But this podcast is great, and so she started it with as a Patreon podcast, so I went with that. And I also finally started doing Patreon for Canada Land, Jesse Brown's podcast, which has a much longer history. It actually goes back to the origins of a lot of Canadian podcasters, I think, which is when the CBC had a strike and people started doing podcasts in lieu of that. And that's independent Canadian media criticism, which is super important right now, as well as independent journalism. So that's a thing I started doing. I can't really afford to make that a habit for a lot of entities that could use it, but it's sort of a start. So I think those are the basic things. Let me take a look. Okay, good. Still recording. Also, as you might be able to hear, I'm doing okay. There have definitely been some low points, in the last year. But here I am. And it's partially because of what I was able to develop in terms of my recovery, with depression and anxiety. Not really recovered. Recovery is a bit of a strong term for it. My continued coping over the last, God, might almost be a decade by now. At least a decade? Through abilities I've been able to develop over this time, I made it to now. And yay. And if you're listening, well, you're listening, you've also made it to now. And so yay you. Don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it. It's important. It's important, seriously. But we made it. Again, I'm walking down off of this hill that I was going up. Again, I have no idea where we're all going to be in another year. Seriously, I'm laughing, but I'm like, not laughing. But there's enough good news in terms of people doing stuff, doing positive stuff, fighting. There's enough of that going on to say, I don't know, maybe we're 50-50. About making it. So, let's just keep doing what we can do, okay? So, that's it. Go check, some sort of hashtag for Great Canadian National Day of Podcasting. So, whatever are the letters that start that phrase, which I can't make out right now because my brain is freezing. And go check on other podcasts, because this whole thing is, you know, people who are Canadian who do podcasts or did podcasts, and they get encouraged to just do one stinking episode on this day, just to get it, just to do it. So I've done it, I think. Let me check the stupid device and see if it hasn't run out again. Good. We're good. So thank you. Namaste. Take care.